This sheet is dedicated Le'il Nishmas Uvi Moiri Yixil Yehida Ben Tzvi Ve'imi Marusi Laya Bashmil Tahay Nishmusam Tziriru B'tzroi Hachayim
Daf Hei Amedale Tan Yilanda Bereise Rabbi Shimei Ben Yechoy Eimer Sholesh Matones Teves Nosen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Three gifts, good gifts, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Yisrael. The Chulam loan his son on El Ali the Yisur. All of them he gave only by means of Yisurim. Elohim, Torah, and Eretz Yisrael, and Elam Habo. Now Elam Habo is only for Yisrael. Like you say, call Yisrael, Yeshlem Chelek Le'Elam Habo. It's a gift. Because other nations have to be Chassidi Umis Elam, exceptional persons to be Zechet Elam Habo. But to Am Yisrael, call Yisrael as long as they don't break away from the general practices of Am Yisrael, they're considered worthy of Elam Haba. So it's a gift. And the idea of Yisurim is two things. First of all, they should know that to get Elam Haba, they have to be prepared. And Yisurim make them better. To get Torah, you must be prepared. Yisurim make people better for Torah. Eretz Yisrael, you have to be a certain kind of person to be zecher to live in Eretz Yisrael. Also, when people go through Yisurim and then they gain their objective, they appreciate it more. They were happier now as a result of Yisurim when they pay a price for it. Now he explains, Torah minayin, where do you find the Torah? Have to have Yisurim to acquire it. Shinema, asher yagev asher te yasrenu ko, that you cause him sufferings, or may teiros for salam den, and you teach him from your Torah, like it says, kachi darke shel teiro, pas b'melach teiro. In order to study Torah, you cannot have just like anybody else all the conveniences. You can't go to all weddings and all parties and all melave malkes. In order to succeed in Torah, a man must divorce himself somewhat from the ways of the world, in order to devote his time to Torah. A man who wants to learn can't be a social butterfly like everybody else. Even from organizations, he has to stay home or in the base of Medrash and apply himself more. Otherwise, you won't get it. Now, that's not too terrible, Yisurim. However, even these minor Yisurim are called Yisurim, and there's Yetzi with that. The Gemara says, Odem Lomol Yud Nisan Hedel, a man is born for suffering. So he says, happy is the man whose suffering is in Torah. Otherwise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have to send other forms of suffering. But suffering, nobody is exempt. Everybody has to have some suffering. So either you choose suffering from learning Torah, or you'll get suffering from something else. You want to say that in Sanhedrin. So therefore, suffering for Torah is necessary. Then the second thing is, Eretz Yisrael, the seed. Ki kasher yeyaser ish es benoi, like Hashem chastises his son, that's in the Midbar. Hashem alekecha meyasrecha. See, it's written after that, Basra after that. Hashem alekecha meviyacho le'eretz toiva. It means all this chastisement is worthwhile because you're coming to Eretz Toiva. So you see that our forefathers had to be prepared. Now why didn't they go in Eretz Yisrael immediately? They weren't ready. The story of the Meraglim showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they needed more preparation. And that's why 40 years was a hachane to go to Eretz Yisrael. And even today, people want to live in Eretz Yisrael, have to sacrifice to live in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, it's nicknamed only by means of Yisurim. Olam Habo Dirsiv Kineya Mitzvah V'Teira Eir. Mitzvah is a lamp and Teira is a light. With Derechaim, the way to life, life means everlasting life, is Teicheches Musa, the rebukes of Musa. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to rebuke people with his instructions, with his Musa. Musa means pains and troubles in life. And these things make a person a ben Olam Habo. However, if people are interested in exchanging it for less painful kind of Teicheches Musa, there's Musa for Musa's Sfarim. If people will learn Mesilas Yesharim, Mesharei Tshuva, and other Musa's Sfarim, it's also Teicheches Musa. So it's a different kind of retribution that causes people to become better. Whatever it is, it's Teicheches Musa. So either a man learns Musa from Sfarim, Or he learns Musa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whose sufferings that he sends upon him. But he has to have Yisurim. So now the word Yisurim comes from the word Moisus, bonds or ropes. Yaseh means to tie or to bind. So therefore, Musa means a person who binds himself into the right way against being too free and careless with his behavior. Now, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Yisurim, it's Musa. That's the original meaning of the word. It's not a drash. Yisurim means binding people, making them held in check their impulses and passions and wrong deeds. And therefore, a person can keep himself in check either by voluntary Musa, that's Musa Svarim, or involuntary Musa, that's suffering. Say that. And that's why most people have Yisurim before they die, because the Yisurim are preparing them for Olam Haba. And people who need to do tshuva, in the last minute they can accomplish the biggest achievement in their lives, to do tshuva before they die. Also, it's an important achievement. So the Musa that's sent upon them, the sufferings before death, have that purpose. The Gemara says, V'yohavtes Hashem alekecha b'chol nafshecha. You should love Hashem, even b'shor shenleita les nafshecha, even he's taking your life. But at that time, he's doing you the biggest benefit. Even he's taking your life and sending Yisurim at that time, people should appreciate those Yisurim and utilize them and die in purification. And that prepares them for Olam Haba. Tone tane kamed Rabbi Yechanan. I learned about Isaac in the presence of Rabbi Yechanan. Called Isaac bat Tayyir, all begin to lose Hasad. If a person is busy, it means his life is devoted to Torah. All the time that he has to spare is Torah and Gemilus Hasadim. And despite that, the Kever is gone up. He buries his sons in his lifetime. He loses his children. That will forgive him for all his sins. It means he's being given a special opportunity to be purified because since he has no other things, he's learning Torah all the time and Gemilus Hasadim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu now wants to make sure he is perfectly cleansed, even of the smallest aveiros, when he goes to the next world. If you ask a question, why should his son suffer? The answer is, son suffer, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows beforehand, some people have to be born in this world for a short time. Some people are destined to be born for a short time. And therefore, he sends those children that will be born for a short time to this man. They're born to this man. So he should have the opportunity of being forgiven for all his sins. So Rabbi Yechon said, Bishlema Teor Gmilis Hasod, we understand, that will forgive a man his sins. With chesed and with emes, a sin is forgiven. Now I explain, chesed, Zugmilis Hasod. Chesed means doing Gmilis Hasod. Shenema, Roidev Sdoko Vachesed. So we see, chesed doesn't mean getting chesed, it means doing chesed. A man who pursues tzedakah and chesed, yimso chayim tzedakah v'kol, he'll find life, means longer life, and he'll find tzedakah, means people will be kind to him and covet. So therefore, with chesed, yichupar oven. Emes zu toiro, shenema, emes k'nei ve'al timke. Buy the truth and don't sell it. I mean, don't take money for teaching Torah, and make it your business to buy Torah and don't exchange Torah for other things. People exchange Torah for money or for glory. They spend time on other things. Don't exchange Torah for anything. So we see the emes is Torah. So therefore, I understand, he says, with chesed and with learning Torah, it forgives sins. Now it looks from this that he's saying chesed or Torah or keva ezbonah. We could learn that, not that pshat in the Baisa. But Rabbi Yechon is learning pshat, chesed itself is a kapora, Torah is itself a kapora, and kever ezbonah is itself a kapora. Minayin, how do you know kever ezbonah is a kapora? Tono le'ahu sove, an old chocham was present, he told him a Baisa, mishum Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Ashid kam is a gzera shav oven oven. It says in this pasuk, the chesed emes yichupar oven. Ksiv hocha, the chesed emes yichupar oven. He pays the sin of the fathers into the bosom of the children. I mean, sometimes children are taken out of the world because of their fathers. In the case of little children, children who are supposed to have died early are given to parents who have to be punished, and that's because of the father's sins. So we see oven means mises bonim. So according to this, now we learn pshat in the Baisa again. Milas chasodim causes a person's sins to be forgiven. It means a lot. Rabbeinu Yonah explains that in Shaarei Teshuvah. It means he specializes. He exerts himself for gemilas chasodim. Learning Torah, if he exerts himself in learning Torah, it's mechaper oven. And besides these two, a person is not asik, especially in these two things. But he lost his children, then that's also a form of kapora for his sin. Say that. Above we learn that bonim are mechaper for his sins. But it doesn't say it's a surim shalabo. It's the surim that's mechaper for his sins. On Rabbi Yechon and the goyim, if people suffer leprosy, or bonim, and loss of children, either of these two ain't on Yisurim Shalav. It's Yisurim that's mechaper, like we said above, but it doesn't mean that it's Shalav. Now, Negoim, you mean to say Negoim, leprosy, is not called Yisurim Shalav? But Tanya learned the Baraisa, call me Sheyesh Bo Echod Me'arbo Amaras Negoim Alolo. If he has one of these four colors of Negoim, the four shades of whiteness, Seis and Sapachas, Seis and Baheres, and each one has a tolda to it. So these four are called Einon Elo Mizbeach Kapora. It's a Mizbeach of Kapora. It's like bringing a korban of Kapora on the Mizbeach. So what are you telling me, that Negoim are not Yisurim Shalava? To be able to bring a Kapora on the Mizbeach is a very big merit. So how can you call it not Yisurim Shalava? Answer the Gemara. Mizbeach Kapora Hava. It's an atonement for him, a very big atonement. The person has to undergo the embarrassment and the great difficulties of leprosy. He has to be segregated from people, and everybody is afraid of him. They can't come close to him. And then naturally, in the course of time, if he's not healed, he's in danger of losing his life. So Mizbeach Kapora Havi surely is Mizbeach Kapora. But Yisurim Shalava Lo Havi. But it's not called Yisurim Shalava. Something can be a very big atonement for a person and help him greatly, and still it's not Yisurim Shalahavo. The boy is same if he wishes to say another task. Holon the Holahu. This is to us in Eretz Yisrael, that's for them in Bava. It means, in Eretz Yisrael, it's an embarrassment. Because they have, Rashi says, because they send out the Tzmeim from the cities of Eretz Yisrael. The cities in Eretz Yisrael are Kaddish. So they send out the Tmeim. Tesis Asakashi, and the times of the Amoraim, they weren't Neig and Shiluach Tmeim, because they didn't have the Kedusha anymore. So Tesis learned, because in Eretz Yisrael there's Taharas Tumeh. And therefore, since there's Tumeh in Eretz Yisrael, they have to beware of being in contact with Mitzrayim. It's an embarrassment. People shun him. But in Bovel, they don't have Tumeh, and therefore, people don't notice the embarrassment, the social embarrassment of a Mitzrayim. So although in both countries, the suffering of a Mitzrayim is the same, but what makes it not Yisurim Shalavo, the fact that in addition he has to suffer a social embarrassment. Say that. The boy is saying, if we should say, Ho-Bitzin, and here is talking about a case where the Nega is in private, under his garments. There is Yisurim Shalavo, Ho-Bifahesher. And here, where it's in an open place, where the public can see it on his face, or in his hands. So we learned, according to these Terusim, Negoim can also be Yisurim Shalavo, if it's not connected with a social embarrassment. Now don't take your finger off the line, look at the top tasters. Holon, Holehu, Pirish Rasha. Rivnei Eretz Yisrael, top tasters, Pirish Rasha. But you have to send the Mitzrayah outside of three Machnes. Machnes means Machnes Shechina, Machnes Aliyah, Machnes Yisrael. So you send them outside of Jewish cities. Any Jewish city with a wall is Kaddish in Eretz Yisrael. not only Yerushalayim. So Lo Havi Yisurim Shalava. In Eretz Yisrael, not called Yisurim Shalava. But in Babel, where they don't send anybody out, it could be Yisurim Shalava. The case of the Tamar, the Shiluah Machmas Lo Hayeneig Al Hizman Shayevo Neig. That's only in the times of the first Beis Hamikdash, when Yevo was in force. Then the Orei Chema, the walled cities had Kedusha, Uboti Orei Chema. But the Mei Amereim, Lo Hoye Yevo Neig, Yevo wasn't in force anymore, Kilamini B'Mesich Degitin. So the Hei Choye Medabe, Rabbi Yechanan, Halka Yechanan, who was at the time, after the Chulban Bayi Sheni even, Medabe, Midova, Shlo Hoye Neig, how could he talk about a thing that was not Neig in his time? So you can't learn Pshat. It means in Eretz Yisrael, it's called an embarrassment because they send out its man from the city. They didn't send out in his time. Even before his time, they didn't send out anymore. Since the Chulban Bayi Rishon. V'yesh mefoshim holon v'aluhu de'in tumish in his horem ba'atzorlebo. In Eretz Yisrael, they were careful with tumen. Even tumen of taharis, because they had tumen in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, they were bewaring always of tmei emesim and also of mitzehoyim. But in Babel, they didn't care because they didn't have tumen. Say that. Praeg de Gemara. Obonim lo. The loss of sons is not called Yisurim Shalahavo. What's the case? Elame, should I say, the Havel, he had sons. Umes, and they died. And you don't call that Yisurim Shalahavo? Well, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, he used to say, Dein Garme, da Asiroevia, this is a bone for my tenth son. Some say it was a tooth that the child had lost while he was still alive. So he treasured that tooth as a memento of the son that died. It was the tenth son that had died to him. Now, Rabbi Yochanan was famous as one of the great tzaddikim of the world. So surely it was Yisurim Shalava. So if a man had sons and he lost them, surely he could call it Yisurim Shalava. Eliyamasei, the lo havelei, he didn't have any sons at all. That's not Yisurim Shalava. If he had sons and they died, that's Yisurim Shalava. Now, when a man had sons and they died, this great tribulation is Yisurim Shalava. It doesn't mean necessarily so, but it could be Yisurim Shalava. But not to have sons at all, that's not Yisurim Shalava. Say that. Now, Tesis explains, yeah, Tzaddikim didn't have any sons at all. Like Yeshua didn't have any sons at all. So it doesn't mean by not having sons, it shows it's not Yisurim Shalava. It doesn't mean that. But if a person had sons and lost them, it is Yisurim Shalava. But Rabbi Yochanan used to tell people that when he wanted to console them who lost their sons. Look at me, he said. So therefore we see that if a man had sons and lost them, that's called Yisurim Shalava. But it could be without having any children at all. It also be Yisurim Shalava. In the Gemara, Rabbi Chiya bar Abi Cholash, he was ill. All the Gabei Rabbi Chiya went in to visit. Rabbi Chiya was his Rebbe. Went in to visit his Talmud, who was ill. Omar Leze said to his Talmud, Chavivin Alecha Yisurim, are Yisurim beloved by you? Meaning, do you love your sufferings? Omar Leze said, Lo hein lo schon. I don't want sufferings, and I don't want the reward of sufferings. If there's a certain reward of sufferings, he prefers to be well and accomplish reward in other ways rather than the sufferings. Now, the truth is, suffering is a big reward. And a man is mekabel be'ahava, when he can't help himself, that's the right way, and he gets reward for that. But the person can get rid of his sufferings and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in mitoch simcha, that's even better than Yisurim Shalava. And that's why the tzaddikim all said that lashon, lo hein v'lo yischar. They admitted it's schar. There certainly is a reward in Yisurim. But we prefer the reward of serving Hashem mitoch simcha. It says in the Torah, tachas asher olvavet Hashem alakecha b'simcha tu v'leiv amarev keil. So we see that the teichach of the Yisurim is a substitute for serving b'simcha. So the best thing is to be well and serve b'simcha. But if not that, at least there'll be other things. So he said, no, hein b'lo yischar, doesn't want Yisurim, doesn't want the reward either, because you can find a better reward in serving Hashem when he's well. Give me your hand. Yovel, he gave his hand to Rabbi Yechon. Look, when he pulled him out of bed, Rabbi Yechon pulled him out of bed and made him well. He said, give me your hand. And he pulled him out of bed, and he was well. Rabbi Yechon Cholish. Rabbi Yechon was ill. All the Gabi Rabbi Yechon, his Rabbi Hamidim went to visit him. Omri said to him, Chavivin Alecha Yisurim, are Yisurim beloved to you? Omri said, Lohein Velo Yisoran. Omar, the Rebbe said, "How are they? Give me your hand." Yovel gave him his hand and he raised him up. Rabbi Yechon could do it himself. He did it to his Talmud, so why didn't do it to himself? Why did he need his Rebbe to pull him out of bed? Why did he need him? Look him, Rabbi Yechon al Nafshe. Let Rabbi Yechon raise himself out of bed. Omar said, "The answer ain't chabu shemati asmi beis ha'asurim. A man who is in prison cannot set himself free from prison." That's a rule. A man who is in trouble, he needs somebody to pray for him. Even tzaddikim need somebody to pray for them. Because once they are in trouble, once they are down, so somebody else has to raise them up. Say that. Rabbi Yechon was famous for his beauty. He had exceptional beauty of countenance, Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Loza Cholesh, not others, Rabbi Loza Cholesh. Rabbi Loza, that Talmud, Rabbi Yechon, was ill. All the Gabi, Rabbi Yechon went in to visit him. Chozer he saw, that Rabbi Kogoni Bevayas Ochel. He was lying in a dark room. Rabbi Loza is famous for his poverty. This is Rabbi Loza ben Bedos, is famous for his poverty. All his life, he was a very big Orman. He was lying in a dark room. Gal Yeledare, he revealed, he uncovered his arm. Rabbi Yechon uncovered his arm. His arm was of a beautiful white color. No fal no hero, a light fell into that dark room. Chazi, so he saw Davi Koboche, Abalos was weeping. Amalas just said, Amai Koboche, why are you weeping? Imishum tera de lapsis. If it's because of tera, that you didn't increase as much as you wanted, you're not satisfied that you didn't accomplish enough in tera. Shanili, you learned. Whether a person does much or does little, as long as his heart was aimed at Shemayim. It doesn't mean a man does little. He's Yetzir. It means he did the best that he could. That's what he means. That's called Liba L'Shemayim. The person does a little bit and says, I'm doing it L'Shem Shemayim, and the rest of the time he loafs, that's not called L'Shem Shemayim. It means a man who did the best that he could and his heart was directed L'Shemayim. So that's enough. Anybody does his best is all our Kaddish Baruch Hu wants of him. And you did your best. And if the fact that you didn't have enough to eat all your life, he never had enough to eat. He once found a piece of rotten food on the ground and he ate it and he fainted. The whole story about Rabbi Lazarus' poverty. And if it's because of food that you don't have, not everybody is zecher to two tables. You have at least a table of Torah. You want a table also a wealth too. Torah and wealth, sometimes it happens. Of his had Torah and wealth. Rebbe had Torah and wealth. But not everybody has it. So be happy you have the table of Torah. And if because of sons, you're weeping because of your sons, then here is a bone, the tooth of my tenth son, so you're not worse than I am. Oh, my lay sabalas, I'm not weeping because of that. I'm weeping because of you. I'm looking at such a beautiful person like yourself, and someday you're going to go into the ground. The high shufre, this beauty, the boldly beafa, is going to rot away in the dust. Kobachin, I'm weeping. I'm weeping because this beauty will someday go lost. It means all people are beautiful. There's nothing as beautiful in the world as human countenance. And that someday this will rot away in the dirt is the greatest form of sadness for everybody to contemplate. You're talking to Gashmias. That's why I'm weeping. I'm looking at you, I'm weeping. Almost he said, although this, vadei kobochis, certainly have a right to weep. So he sat down and wept together with him. Uboko tavai, they both wept, which means this, not foolish. But with foolishness, everybody has to die. The answer is, they're weeping at the phenomenon of death. We have never to stop weeping at the chet of Adam HaRishon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want people to die. And it the tragedy of mankind is that they have to die. Birds have to die, plants have to die, man doesn't have to die. And that fact that they do is something to weep about. And therefore, when Avraham, who was a great Maimon, when Sarah died, he came and he wept for Sarah. We're supposed to weep. And therefore, these two great men were sitting, there was a philosopher sitting and weeping for the great tragedy of mankind. Why shouldn't people live forever? And it will come a time, after Trias Amesim, when this will be realized. People will live forever. Like it says, Bila Amoves Lanetza, Hashem will destroy death forever. Omocha Hashem Elohim Dima Me'al Kol Ponim. And he'll wipe off the tears from everybody's faces. No more weeping in the world.
Takifulay, they became strong by him, it means, came soured by him. 400 barrels of wine, which means there was a great loss. All the gabech that went into him, Rav Yehuda, Achua, the brother of Rav Salah Hasidah, and Rabbona. A company came to speak to him on that subject of his loss. The Omer of some say the story was that Rav Ade Bar Ave and the Rabbona went into him. The Omer, they said to him, Le'ayin ma'a bimile, let ma'a look into his affairs, into his things. It means you have to look into your affairs to see why this happened to you. They didn't come to him. They came and said to him, nothing happens by accident, so you have to see why this happened to you. Omalusi said to them, Omi chashidno be'inayach, am I suspected in your eyes of doing wrong? Omalusi said to him, Mi choshid kushavrihu, is that Kodesh Baruch Hu suspected? The ove dine below dine, that if you do judgment without justice, so instead of suspecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we prefer to suspect you. Omar Usi said to them, Iike man dishmiya olai milsi, has anybody heard anything about me? Lema, let him say. Omar Usi said, Hoch ishmiya, this is what we did here. The Lord Yohiv ma'am shabisha olai, said that ma'am does not give the branches, the sticks of the vines to his orchids. The orchids is a sharecropper who gets a certain share in the produce. And he's supposed to get also the sticks and the branches. So you didn't give him his share in the sticks and the branches. Omalusi said to them, I don't have to give him. He stole all of it. Amalei said, he said, Hainu de Amalei, that's what people say. Bosa ganda gneiv, after a thief, you steal from a thief. Betam etam, it tastes the taste of thievery. Even when you steal from a thief, it's called thievery. So even though he steals from you all year round, but when the season is ended, and you have to give him his share, and if you don't give him his share, it looks in the eyes of the world like thievery, and also you yourself get accustomed to the idea of thievery. Omar Lusa Abdullah said to them, Kabil Nalai, take it upon myself, the Yahid, and I'll give it to him. So I took it upon myself that if now one is going to give his eyes his share of the sticks, even though he steals from him all year round. Ikedam, some say, Hodachola, the vinegar returned, Behavechama became wine again. Ikedam, some say, Aikachola, vinegar became very expensive, Vizdabin, Behavechama, it was sold by the place of wine, say that. There one line before the Gemara spreads the second time. Tanya Lendabarai say, Abo bin Yomin Oimel, Al Shnei Dvorim or Yisim Istoyer Kol Yomai. For two things, I distressed myself. It means I exerted myself all my days. Al Tfilosi Kipelif Neimi Tosi, that my prayer should be before my bed, in front of my bed. Now what that means, the Gemara will soon explain. The Tfilah was Lif Neimi Tosi. Valmitosi shetayne suna bein sof and adar. And the bed which he slept should be between north and south. And Rashi and Tosfos learn that the head and the feet of the bed were pointing north and south. I'll explain it. Al tfilosi shetayne lifnei mitosi, that his tfilah should be in front of his bed. My, what does it mean? No, when somebody is standing, Shmon Yesre, nothing should intervene between him and the wall. He shouldn't daven with a chair or anything that's between him and the wall. Tosfos explains, if it's something that's kogua in that place, then it's no harm. But any movable, like a stender or a chair, should not be in front of you. Shenema, Vayasev Chizkiyo Pona Valakia Vayispala. Chizkiyo turned his face to the wall and he prayed. So we see that nothing movable should be between you and the wall. So how could you say that he exerted himself to daven in front of his bed? A bed is something movable. And Tlimarlo Tema, don't say Lifnei Mitose, in front of his bed. Elema say Somach Lemitose, close to his bed. It means, as soon as he got out of bed, as early as possible, he said his tefillah. He didn't postpone for later in the day. Of course, you have to go to bed, and go to the bathroom too, and wash up. But after, as soon as it was possible, he said his tefillah. He didn't postpone the tefillah. He didn't do anything in between, like any business or anything else. Now, Rashi says, even learning, he shouldn't learn before davening. But Tosfos says, learning, yes. Other things, not. Now, the second thing, his bed should take his sunnah being suffered on between north and south. That means that's a bed where he sleeps with his wife. So, therefore, he shouldn't sleep in a bed that's east and west, because that's like the Shechina facing the Shechina. That's a form of moshul, but that's what it is. In that idea, facing the Shechina. All the HaKadosh Baruch Hu everywhere, but east and west is like facing the Shechina. So therefore, the bed should be north and south. Omer Rab Chomer b'Rebbe Chanina, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Kol HaNesen Mitosai Bein Sof and Ador, he puts his bed between north and south, Havin Leibonim Shechon, he'll have male children. Male children are always more desirable, and therefore, that's a reward for him. Shenema usfuncho temale bitna. Now, that's a play on words. Sfuncho means your north. Your north will fill their belly. And it says, yisbil bonin, they'll be satiated with children. Now, the poskim bring it to machlekes. What does it mean between north and south? Some say, like Tosfos and Rashi says, that the head and the foot of the bed should be north and south. And some say it means that the bed is between north and south, so the head and feet point east and west. And therefore, since it's not so clear what to do, so people are not medactic anymore in that. The machlek is a poski, what it means. His wife won't have miscarriage, won't let fall a nephel, means a premature child. Steve Hawk has written here a spoon called Temale Bitno, and Temale means to fill. Or Steve Hawson, Vayimlu Yomel Aledes, her days were full to bear, means she had a full term pregnancy. Vihine Termin Bibitno, there were twins within her belly. So therefore, it's a start when people live with holiness, with respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards them that their children should be more successful. Say that. Tosfos shelo yehei. That's the third up from the bottom. Shelo yehei. Nothing should intervene between him and the wall when he's standing from Esau. Avol milse dekriya, but something that's fixed, kegon oren, like the clothes box, or the Oren HaKadosh, the table, ain zeh hefsik, not called a hefsik. Or a bench is also not a hefsik, it's something permanent there. Avol mito nireh she'ein zeh kavua, but a bed seems it's not kavua. Especially their beds were small beds. This we see from the Gemara, they had small beds. Big Bez could be your Itkabua. Next Texas. Elaim say Somoch Lemitasa. His Trila was near his bed. Means as soon as he got out of bed. Shalohoya Oisim Malocha. He didn't do any work. Acha Yispala. That's the simple meaning. He didn't do any of his affairs in the morning until first he was Mispala. That's the first business of the day. Rashi Pirish Afila Lilmed. She also Lilmed Kedem Tfila. But Tesu says, Lo Yadat Himinara. He doesn't know where Rashi gets that. Avol Raya Vishore Lilmed approved that it's Mutter to learn Kedem. He's like, come and we learn further the Perish Sheni. And we didn't say, the Rav Magdim. Rav used to get up early, Umar Shiyod, and wash his hands, Umevorech, make brachas. Omasne Pirke, and he learned his perek, he learned the shir in the morning, and then the Kore Kishma, Kimotishman Kishma, when Tan Kishma came. So we see that Rav did learn before the tefillah. See that. The Malsho says, why did the Gemara have to say, Somoch Lemitase, as soon as he got out of bed? It should have said, when the time came to daven. So we see, even before the time of davening, he shouldn't do anything. So Tesis said, why not? So according to Tesis, it seems that even before the time of davening, he shouldn't do anything. Get something. Only Tesis says, learning, yes. And Rashi says nothing. Can't do anything. So Tesis says, you could learn. But before the time of davening, too. It's also to do anything in the morning, even before time of davening. According to Tesis. Only learning is muta. Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha, amen. Rotze HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakos es Yisrael. Tikahir Bolohem, Toiro Mitzvah Shenem. Hashem Havik Haman, Sidka Yagol, Peri Adia.
This shiur was made available by kolavigdor.com.